course, was the great Adele, Skyfall, from the great Bond movie, and pictures and all sorts of stuff. And I'm delighted, just to follow on that theme, we have our own James Bond. Can we call you James Bond, Dermot? Is that okay?
Not this morning.
Okay. But photography, and a great photography exhibition going on down in Donnymead Shopping Centre. Dermot was with us, must have been about March time, was it?
It was March, yeah.
About March time, where we were talking about you were looking for entries for this competition and the exhibition, wasn't that correct?
The introduction.
So it's now up and running.
Up and running, and we've had our first, we're now on the second club for display. So Hote have just finished.
Right.
And Sutton Camera Club moved in just over the weekend, gone. So you're all invited down to come and have a look. So each club gets their month. So Hote had a month, now Sutton have a month, and then the next people in will be Swords Viewfinders.
Right. So it's ongoing.
Oh, it's ongoing. It'll run pretty much up to the beginning of November.
Right.
And thanks to Donnymead Shopping Centre. Unfortunately, the only kink that might come on the road is Santa Claus, if I
right.
mention the C word.
Yes. Oh, Jesus, it's only August.
We were planning this in February, that was a topic as to when Santa might arrive and his house.
Okay, right, and that whole thing. Because in fairness to Donnymead Shopping Centre, you were saying they've actually given you two units.
Absolutely.
To do the exhibition.
We have to say a huge thanks to Pat McCabe and Donnymead Shopping Centre for the support for years with the exhibition. They've just been so good. The entire shopping centre just rose in behind it. So a big thanks to Pat McCabe and Donnymead Shopping Centre for the support.
Brilliant. As you're saying, without that support or space, really, it wouldn't be possible.
The exhibition evolved in its original format was some Velcro boards outside the shop late on Thursday evening.
Right.
That then had to be taken down for the next day. But then the shopping centre quickly became aware of the popularity of it. We've got a unit, they kitted it out, they painted it, and now it's dedicated. It's up Monday
Brilliant.
To Sunday, it's up on view.
Okay, and what time? So
it's open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Right, okay.
7 days a week. And
Excellent.
You can just walk in, have a look, it's open.
And it's all free, which is the other thing. Just to let everybody know that it is all free, yeah.
And up the Travelator, round to the left, just past Kay's Kitchen.
So right, okay, good spot. So you could get a cup of tea as well in Kay's as well and wander around and have a look. So who did you say was in at the moment?
So at the moment we have Sutton Camera Club on view.
Right, and what's the theme of theirs? Is it various?
The title of the exhibition this year is Remembering 1916 in 2016. It's a reflection of where we are now from 1916. So you're standing, you're looking back, what influence has 1916 had on today? So you could be standing, the perfect example that I love to use is you're standing in the middle of town and you see a postbox, a green postbox, but if you look carefully, it's got the Royal Crown on it.
Oh yeah, because there's still some of those around, yeah.
And because we're slightly lazy sometimes, we just painted it green.
Well, thankfully, in fairness, can I just say that a lot of those bits and bobs do remain from that time, just for historical reasons, that a lot of this stuff isn't just lost, you know, that they don't just take it down or get rid of it for political or nationalistic reasons, that they did hold on to a couple of things like that.
Absolutely. And one of the great things about this exhibition is we're trying to get people to look back. So for posterity, people are now cataloguing 1916. So if you take a look at the exhibition today that's on, you'll see things that we might notice day to day.
Yeah.
But will bring us right back to 1916 when you look deep into the photograph.
Brilliant, brilliant. And then you were saying that, is it from the 15th of September it switches over to...
Oh, no, sorry. The 15th of just to confuse everybody. We've actually, Pat Murphy, he's a local historian.
Right.
And he's heavily involved with the Asgard and the gun running that came through Hote. And he's going to come and give a talk in Donnymead Shopping Centre on it.
Oh, right, brilliant.
It's brilliant. So that'll go on in the middle of the exhibition. So you'll be surrounded by images of 1916 with a talk about the boat from 1916.
brilliant. And so, like, it really brings the whole thing together about the area and all the things that were going on.
Absolutely, yeah. It's an ironic twist. It's pity Holt weren't on display while he was talking.
But sure, look, the others will be there. And what time is that at?
That'll be 7:30.
7:30. Okay, so that's and do people have to book seats or can they just turn up?
They can turn up on the evening, but it's the sort of thing first come, first served.
Yeah. And then tell us about your own shop. In fairness, I remember the Michael Edwards shop going back since I was
Adam used to have his passport picture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, tell us how long you've been there.
My father's there 40 years next year.
Right.
So he obviously is. We call him a legend in photography.
Yeah.
He set up Michael Edwards Photography. And he did everything: studios, weddings, portraits, equipment, camera equipment, printing. I remember spending many a childhood sitting on a stool in a dark room while he processed and printed himself. It's evolved. He's changed with the times. He's kept up with the times. I have to tip my hat to him sometimes. Yeah. He's led the times.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant to see that 40 years on, he's still there at the forefront. We were only talking to today. He was a professional, is a professional, and now we print for professionals.
Right.
So we've got guys from all over the country sending in their professional prints that we print, pack, and distribute to them. So with the evolution of the digital photography.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. It must have it's so different nowadays.
It's a different world.
Yeah.
And the other ironic thing of it all is we're the most photographed generation with the least amount of photographs.
Yeah, I suppose they're all on our phones.
Again, that was another thing that we developed. He got straight into digital. You can now walk into the shop, or you could sit at the desk there and order your prints online through our app.
Right.
Just walk in and collect it.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, in fairness
now. Waiting.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing, But at the same time, I think the thing that people miss, is that personal touch. You know, if you have to go in and ask somebody for something, it is brilliant to have a local facility like that, because there's very few kind of camera shops left in the city now,
A man came in this morning, he wanted some advice. And again, it's the modern world we live in. He wanted to know which software package to use to process and develop on the computer.
Yeah.
So years ago, people were coming in asking for chemicals and equipment. Now he wants to know, what do I download?
Yeah.
Again, we were able to help him. And off he went, happy as Larry.
Yeah. But it's the personal touch. It's the customer service that keeps guys like yourselves going and the standard of obviously printing that you're doing, which is fantastic, all through, kind of tough times back in the whole lot. So, fair play to you. It's a great success story. And, of course, a local business just down the road. And just in case our listeners want to know where they are, they're in Unit 45 up in Donaghmede Shopping Centre. And the phone number is 847-0110. And you're online as well, isn't it?
www.photograph.ie.
Brilliant. Photograph, that's a very that was a very good domain to get back in the day, because surprised when we didn't buy that off you, because it's such a good one.
It's
brilliant,
it really is.
Yeah. Okay, so the exhibition is running right through to kind of Christmas time, really, isn't it? And then you'll be back to us back next probably March looking for more entries or whatever. Yeah. Dermot, anything else we can do for you today?
No, it's brilliant. Just invite everybody down, have a look, enjoy, relax, and just enjoy a local centre like Donaghmede Shopping Centre, which is passing the test of time.
Yeah.
So it's there. It's a community centre, more than just a shopping centre. So
yeah, get out there and call in and see Dermot and the lads. And if you have any queries about what camera you should be using or whatever. I'd be in town a couple of nights a week, and you see so many people now, which we didn't see before, to be honest, kind of with these huge cameras and lenses taking photographs up and down the Liffey and Temple Bar and all sorts of stuff. So there seems to be I know the digital age, it's, people taking it on their phone, but there seems to be kind of a resurgence in that. Do you see that?
We do, and it's almost like using a defibrillator. You can see surges of people coming in and printing. Or what'll happen is you'll have an occasion and people will come in, it's a birthday, and then they'll realise just how magical it is to touch a photograph. It's more than just a piece of paper or a print. When I hand you a photograph and you touch it, it gives an amazing feeling. And people, once they do it for something, they'll want to do it all the time and they'll get back into it.
Right, right. Well, look, congratulations. It's obviously a huge success. And the very best of luck with the rest of the exhibition. As I said, get down to Donaghmede and have a look. And Dublin City Council also support it as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we have to get them in as well. So get down there and enjoy it. And Dermot, thanks for joining us today. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.